many years ago, when I was a bachur in yeshiva in the Mesitza of Long Beach, I and a chavrusa of mine asked our Rebbe, our Rosh Yeshiva, or Yitzchak Feigl, Shlita, Shadav, and Purush Lema, what I would call a bachurish question, the kind of question that a yeshiva bachur may ask, the kind of question that maybe we outgrow, or the kind of question that maybe we get too shy and intimidated to say later on in life because we're so-called too mature. And the question was, what is his opinion of Chassidish Torah? We asked him, what are his feelings about the Torah of the world of Chassidus? And his answer was, well, let's just say he was somewhat dismissive of a lot of what passes for quote-unquote Chassidish Torah, but then he said, not all. There's some Torah amongst the world of Chassidus, from the Torah of Chassidus, that's amazing, that's special. And he singled out the Sfas Emes in particular. And about the Sfas Emes, he said, which means with one word, it can light up the whole picture. So what I'd like to do is, for our parasha, for parasha Lech Lecha, to take a few of those points of light of the Sfas Emes and to perhaps shed a new glow, a new aura, a new radiance to this very familiar story, the very first psukim of parasha Lech Lecha. But Yom Hashem al Avram, Hashem says to Avram, Lech Lecha me'atzecha, go forth to yourself, from your land, and from your household, from your birthplace, and from your father's house, El Ha'aretz Asha'areka, to the land that I will show you. The first question that jumps out at us is that suddenly we find at the age of 70 that Hashem is speaking to Avram Avinu without the Torah telling us what was so special about Avram? What was so remarkable about Avram that Hashem should speak to him in the first place? We find a little bit about Avram's background at the end of last week's parasha, Parsha's Noach, but that's mostly his genealogy. But what was it that made Avram Avram? That made Avram somebody worthy of hearing the word of Hashem? And certainly we find a lot in the Medrash about this. We're all familiar with the story of how he chopped off the heads of his father's idols and his father's idol workshop, and how he was thrown into a Kivshan Eish, into a fiery furnace by Nimrod, and so on and so on. But those are all in the Medrash. The Torah itself tells us very, very little, actually nothing, before we find Hashem speaking to Avram and saying, Lech Lecha. How are we supposed to understand this? Says the Sfas Emes, a very simple and powerful answer. The command of Hashem, Lech Lecha, to go, Lecha, me'artecha, from your land, and from your birthplace, and your father's household, to leave all that baggage behind, that command, that word of Hashem, is being spoken to everybody. It is not remarkable that Hashem said this to Avram, because he says that to everybody. What is remarkable is that Avram heard him. What is remarkable is that Avram listened. What is remarkable is that Avram acted on those words that are spoken to all of us. And therefore the Torah is in fact telling us exactly what is remarkable to Avram. The remarkable point is not that Hashem spoke to him. The remarkable point is that Avram listened to Hashem and heard Hashem's word. And that is what the Torah is telling us, that Avram was someone who heard the word of Hashem. And what is Hashem telling him? To go to the land that I will show you. And Rashi points out, of course, that Hashem does not tell him right away exactly where he's going. Why doesn't Hashem tell him right away where he's going? And the answer is because this is the tzivui, this is the command that Hashem gives to all of us, to first of all shed all the baggage that we pick up, the baggage we pick up along the way from our land, from our birthplace, from the house of our father, however it is and whatever it is that we pick up, the negative baggage, the stuff that really needs to be shed, the stuff that we really need to let go of. And this fits in actually perfectly with an idea that Rav Shlomo Shapiro Hirsch says. Rav Shlomo Shapiro Hirsch points out that really the command as we see it is impossible. Hashem says, first leave your land, then leave your birthplace, and then leave your father's house. Doesn't have to be the opposite. In terms of actually leaving, won't it first be his father's house, and then his birthplace, and then the land? And the answer, says Rav Hirsch, is that Hashem is not telling him geographically where he has to leave, but Hashem is telling him he has to peel off the layers that he accumulated over the years and over the decades that he has to let go of. And of course, when you're peeling off layers, if you get dressed in the morning and it's cold outside, you put on a shirt, you put on a jacket, you put on a coat. When it comes time to shed those layers, what are you going to take off first? You take off the layer that you put on last. And therefore, it is the land, the influence of the society that he put on last, and then the influence of his community, and finally the influence of his of Terach's household, of the home of Terach, And those were the layers that Avraham had to peel off in order to become Lecha, to get back to himself, to get back to his spiritual essence. So Lech Lecha, and where should you go? El Ha'aretz, after shedding all of that, go to the land that I will show you. But I'm not telling you right now where it is. I'm not telling you what that final destination is. Why not? Says the Sasem, because that's the nature of spiritual growth. The final destination is elusive, because as soon as you get there, you find the next destination. You find the next level of growth. Rav Dessler points out that really there's a seeming problem in the whole process of growth. Because we all know that there are many levels, many different spiritual levels that a person has to strive for. But really, a person only sees the spiritual level that he's on. He's on a particular spiritual level. It has its low points. It has its high points. And he has to strive, of course, to reach the highest point that he can see. But what about the level beyond that, that he can't even see? How is he supposed to strive to reach a level that he can't even see? And one of the answers Rav Dessler gives is, just do it. Just do it. Strive to the greatest height that you can see. And when you reach that height, you'll find the window to the next level. And you'll climb through it, and you'll strive for that. And as you strive for the height of the next level, it's only to find the window of the level beyond it. And therefore, the notion of a final destination of spiritual growth is by definition elusive. Every time we think we see a final destination, once we arrive there, we see there is more to grow and more to accomplish. It is this that the Sfas Emes explains the Pasuk in Tehillim. A Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Mem Hei, says, and just give me a moment, where the Pasuk seems to be echoing the idea of Lech Lecha. It says, Shimi Vas Uri, Perek Meme, Pasuk Get Aleph, Shimi Vas Uri, Vati Aznech, Shimi Vas, listen, daughter, Kalai Yisrael, Uri and Tzi, Vati Aznech, listen, Vati Aznech, and bend your ear, Veshechachi Amech Veseviech, forget your nation and the house of your father. That certainly sounds like Lech Lecha. But the question is, that the Pasuk says, first, Shimi ear, and then it's Vati Aznech, and bend your ear. Ask the Sfas Emes, don't you first bend your ear to listen and then you hear? Hear it as hear and then bend your ear. And to this the Sfas Emes says, listen, Shimi, listen. Listen to the word of Hashem. Strive for growth. And when you arrive at that so-called destination, then you'll see Hati Aznech, that there's more to listen to, more to learn, and more to grow. And that's the nature of our spiritual journey. Our spiritual journey is one of constant growth, of constantly reaching destinations that spur us on to greater destinations and greater growth. Ella Earth Ashar Echo to the land that I will show you. That I will show you that you will see the opportunities for growth every time you reach another level. And finally, one last point. When Hashem tells Avram, Lech Lecha mi'artzecha mi'artzecha b'yisavicha, we imagine Avram listening to Hashem, that he has to go on this journey. And we can imagine this journey being a very solitary journey, a solitary journey of growth, a solitary journey of spiritual ascent. But when we see Avram actually carrying out this mission, what does the Pasuk say? Yigech Avram es Sarai ishto. Avram took Sarai, his wife. That's Lot ben Achim. And he took Lot, the son of his brother, his nephew. There's Koruch Husham Asher Rachashu, and all of the wealth that they had amassed. There's the Nefesh Asher Bechar, all of the people that had joined them. And they all went together to Arz HaKanaan, to the land of Canaan. This is a massive enterprise, a massive journey of many, many, many people, and all of his wealth, and all of his belongings, and all of his family. Lot, even his nephew, his wife and his nephew, says the Sfas Emes, because the Pasuk says, Lech Lecha, go for yourself. And Rashi says, La'anascha lo tavascha. It's for your good and for your benefit. Don't think that you have to shed everything. Don't think you have to leave everything behind. Don't think that those gifts from Hashem that he gave you are meant to be thrown away. On the contrary, take them with you on your spiritual journey and bring them up and elevate them, because they are all tools and they're all capable of being used for Avodas Hashem. And on your spiritual journey, you will learn how to do that, and you learn how to elevate all that you have, all of the wealth that you have, and all the experiences that you have in your life. Very similar to the idea that we kept on stressing over the Yom Tov, and particularly over Sukkot, how we can take pieces of wood and simple things and bang them together and turn them into a hope for the Shekhinah. And therefore, when we put this all together, we have the Parsha of Lech Lecha speaking to all of us, because Hashem is, in fact, speaking to all of us, and tell us to let go of that which you have to let go of, to shed that those negative influences that we may have picked up along the way, but then to go on that journey, to go on that constant and never-ending journey of growth, to the land that Hashem will show us, to the destinations that we will see and the destinations that we can't see now, but that we will see tomorrow, and to take everything with us and elevate it and employ it and use it for the service of a Kadosh Baruch Hu.